Thank you for calling Archdal Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Abigail, hi. Is Emily there by any chance?
I'm sorry?
Is Emily available by any chance?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jonathan Shear. I'm a client. Is Emily there?
No, she's not here, but I could leave a message for her.
Oh, that's all right. Abigail, I just got, I've had problems with my service. It's new service. My name is Jonathan Shear, S-C-H-E-E-R, 24 Beach Street in Rhinebeck, New York.
Okay. And you said that you have an issue with your internet service?
I did, but I believe it was resolved. Can you bring up my account, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you bring up my account?
Oh, your account? No problem. Sure will. All right. What speed internet do you have with us, Jonathan?
Well, that's part of the problem. I have 2 gig internet. Do you see that?
Yes, I do see that on the account.
All right. So the first thing is I had a problem with it. I wasn't getting a fast enough speed. And Emily came to my house, and I think Brad and Brandon, something like that, and they switched out my router and gave me a new router, and now it's as good as it gets, but it's still only about 700 MPS. So the first thing I want to do is downgrade from 2 gig to 1 gig, because I don't think your service will ever provide 2 gig in Rhinebeck.
Okay, so you want to downgrade to the 1 gig fiber internet?
That's correct. Can you help me with that? Can you help me with that?
Yes, no problem. I'll have that ticket created for you so that the tech team can have that fixed and do the downgrade for you.
I'm sorry, so who can have that fixed?
Yeah, so we have to create a ticket and have it escalated over to the IT department so that they can do the downgrade for you.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I got an email that said my payment is overdue, but I was told by Emily that I should hold off on the payment until we have these issues resolved. So I'm not going to pay for 2 gig when I only have 700 MPS of service. So should you have Emily call me? Are you capable of handling this or not?
For the payment, well, I'll also add that to the ticket. So basically, just to understand the issue that you were having, once you were speaking to Emily, you told her that you were just holding off on the payments until the issue was resolved, correct? And being that the issue is not resolved, you would just have...
Okay, so the issue is resolved, but you can't get me 2 gig worth of service, so I'm going to downgrade to 1 gig, which is all you can provide.
Okay, and you'd want to be charged for the 1 gig fiber internet going forward?
No, from the beginning.
Okay.
From the
all
beginning
right.
of the service.
All right, no problem. What I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and also try to reach out to Emily as well, just so that I could let her know. Once I do get an update from her, I'll go ahead and give you a call just to let you know that everything has been straightened out, okay?
Okay, you can give me a call. That's fine. Or actually have Emily call me. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, for Emily to give you a call?
Yeah, ask Emily to call me once this is all straightened out, okay?
And the primary phone number, 914-474-7577, correct?
That's correct.
All right, no problem. I'll make sure to have that information sent over. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling Archdal Fiber.
Awesome. Thank you.